teleconferences are just the beginning of several that I'm going to start offering. Today, I'd like to give an introduction to CMR and to the cellular memory concept that for most of the people is kind of like a new concept. And how can we make it practical in our life? I think that's the most important piece of the cellular memory work. First of all, I'm going to introduce myself. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Luis Diaz, and I am the founder of the CMR process and the CMR organization that is designed to educate and disseminate the cellular memory release work for conscious awareness and emotional healing. As I said before, this telebridge is going to last around 45 minutes, and the last 20, 15 minutes is going to be open for your questions. So just be ready with them. This is the beginning of a series of teleconferences, as I said before. So I'm going to be also open for feedback and suggestions of what subjects you'd like to treat in and working with in the future teleconferences and how CMR works with them. All right. Let's start with what I promised you. That is the foundations of CMR. I really believe that the world needs a lot of healing. And I believe that if we want to change it, we need to do a lot of emotional healing. And it's a process that we can do for ourselves, but no one else can do that for us. Therefore, we cannot do that process for others. This is very important that we hold the healing process of each of us with a lot of respect and mutual support. And this is my purpose when I'm doing this, is supporting you and all the people that you want to reach with these tools in a way that you have the tools, you know how to do it, and then you do it. That's the piece that I cannot do for you, your own process. So to begin with, I'm going to tell you a little bit more of cellular memory for those of you that don't know much the concept of it. CMR works in four different levels, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And we really believe that the physical level is the manifestation, is what we can see, is our relationship, is our finances, is our health, our profession. These other three components actually are the ones that combine together manifest the physical level. So the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual are actually like the roots for a tree. If we have healthy roots, good nutrients, good soil, enough water, then we have a healthy tree that bear fruits. If we have problems in the roots, we are going to have problems in the rest of the tree. The cellular memory work is actually designed to work on the part that we cannot see. That is all the information that we hold in our body, that it comes from different sources that we're going to see pretty soon when we talk about the cellular memory. One thing that I consider very unique about the CMR process is that it happens through the body of the person that practices it. You only need your own inner intelligence to do your own healing. You don't need anyone else. And it's through the presence to your own intelligence how healing happens. And the good thing about this is once you learn how to do it with yourself, you can transfer it to others. You can pass it to your children and to the people you love. And you will see that it's not actually a difficult process to do because we are designed to do it. Actually, all the different pieces of the cellular memory work are actually responding to our original design that we receive when we are newborn babies. I always say when when we come from the manufacturer, we are whole, we are complete, we are free, we are loving, connecting beings, authentic, spontaneous, and full of joy. And that is what adults now wants to feel. I want to feel that, and I'm sure all of you want to feel those goodies. That is what we get when we are babies. So we get it when we're babies, then we lose it through programming and experiences and imitation. And then we struggle to go back to our original design. Well, how does cellular memory thing work? Actually, we know now that the brain is not the only place that we hold memory. There is memory in all the body. The Chinese people knew this 5,000 years ago when they wrote about it in one of the oldest books in Oriental medicine called the Nei Jing. And they say that the organs hold memory. The organs hold emotions. And they do that in a selective way, like the stomach holds anxiety and the liver holds anger and the kidneys hold fear. And now we know even more than that, that these organs are connected to muscles. So we have muscles that correspond to these energies. And these selective cells are actually storing that sort of information. So for many people, this is surprising. This is new. And for many others, probably not. It depends on your experiences in life. But we can actually get in touch with this information in our own bodies right now because it is there. So all the cells of the body carry memory, and not just the memory from our life. They also have the memory from our ancestors. And that means that at the very moment we have physical traits, emotional traits, thought patterns, that some of our ancestors used to have. So some of them are positive patterns and some of them are toxic that create suffering for us and for others. You know, we accept the fact that I have the voice my great-grandmother used to have, or I'm good for cooking, or but how about resentment? How about jealousy? How about vindictive feelings? How about depression? Our ancestors used to feel that too, and we get that information. It comes in the DNA. Then we have our cultural programming that is written in each and every cell of the body. All this information is alive in an unconscious way and determines all the physical, emotional, and mental traits that we have. So that means that at any moment we are swimming in a soup of information that is like bundles of energy moving, creating like a resonance in ourselves. Our energy field resonates in a certain way, and it depends what information is getting activated at a certain moment. The complete blueprint for our existence is contained in each and every cell of our body. They call this DNA. We also have another sort of blueprint, that is the energy blueprint. We could call it the energetic DNA, that is actually giving form to the biological DNA that scientists know nowadays. So the cellular memory is a complete, intelligent, and individual hologram based on the blueprint that we have, that we got. And we are holistic beings. We are interconnected. We are not fragmented. Like, you know, the words that we use, like mind or body, spirit, they're actually artificial levels that we use to comprehend our multidimensional existence on Earth. But actually, when you touch the skin, you are touching a soul. You are touching energy. There is no separation between body and spirit. It is all together. The body is what it is because it is an energy blueprint that is supporting it and giving its life. The cellular memory then is a lot of information that we call actually info energy, because it's alive and it's imprinting all the cells of our body, that they say there are around 75 trillion of cells. These cells grow, multiply, and differentiate, giving form to our body. And they say that it takes 2 years for our cells to regenerate. So that's hopeful. That means that we can do some changing in the programming and make some changes in the forms that these cells are taking. I want to go into the concept of growth and protection. That is actually a very, very practical piece of the cellular memory information. We know at a science level nowadays that our cells are designed for growth. They are running in a stress mode, or they are feeling well-being. That is a piece of information that connects us with an old concept in metaphysics that says that we can live into different dimensions, or the dimension of fear or the dimension of love. If we live in fear, our cells contract, we go into stress, our immune system kicks in, and we start draining our life force. If we are experiencing the well-being of love, that means inner peace, connection, truth, authenticity, compassion, empathy, then we are going to feel more relaxed, we're going to feel more open, more expansive. Our cells are going to feel like that, and they are going to be more open to create, to generate the healing process in the body. When we are in contraction, we are experimenting what we call the pain body. The pain body is a big energy contraction in our system where we hold all those negative emotions that we don't like, but we experience too frequently. And they become patterns, habits, that many times they are addictive patterns. We get addicted to anger, we get addicted to anxiety, to frustration, to guilt, shame, fear. And the more we practice them, the more addicted we get. So let's have an example now. Let's see in our real experience how this works, because actually you can experience this right now. I'm going to ask you just to take a moment and connect with your body and notice that you are in a body that is alive, that exists, that is breathing. Just notice the sensations that you may have in your body. That's the way actually your body talks to you. To sensation. You may feel cold, you may feel heavy, you may feel light, you may feel expanded, you may feel that you have an ache or a tension or a contraction. Just notice and just recognize that you're alive. Don't try to change anything, just notice. And whatever you meet, just allow it. Your body is there, it's full of intelligence, running thousands of functions at the same time. So having your body as a background of an alive energy force, I want you now to make an experiment. I want you to think of a situation where you feel stressed, where, let's say, being criticized, being judged. Usually that's something that creates in us feelings of disapproval or exclusion. Just notice. Notice what happens in you when you recall those faces, those voices of people disapproving what you're doing or saying or your life or criticizing or judging you. If you don't have anything like that going on in your life nowadays, just recall something that happened, you know, 20 years ago in a relationship, in your family, in your work. Just give yourself time to bring these memories and notice what happens in you. The sensations may change. Like for me, I'm feeling like a sunken feeling in my heart, and I'm feeling like a weird movement, like a contraction in my gut. I'm feeling my head is getting a little heavy. My legs feel a little funny, like weak. And I'm thinking of something that happened to me when I was a child. So just notice what happens in the body. All the cells in your body are receiving this. They are going into the stress mode, contraction mode, the fear mode. This is the pain body. So just take a picture of this state and take a deep breath and make a sound when you breathe out. Like using, you know, with a sigh or a groaning feeling, or sound carries energy. So it's a good way to use sound to move energy. Aboriginals knew this. They would dance and sing and whatever emotions they were dealing with, they would dance their anger, their sadness, their fear, and they have a special dances for each of them with sounds and songs. Civilized human beings, we forgot about that. So take a deep breath and just open your eyes and connect with your life at this moment. Nothing is happening. No one is criticizing you. And I want you now to experiment with a different energy field, the energy field of the light body or the joy body. And I want you to think of a place in nature by yourself. Just think of a place that you like very much. A place in the mountains, or the ocean, or the forest, the river, waterfall, a nice garden. Just by yourself, enjoying this place that you like. And just notice what happens in you, what you feel when you are in that place. Just notice the colors, the smells, the temperature, and notice what is that thing that makes you choose this place. How that makes you feel, and just feel that. Just dive into that feeling of whatever it is, relaxation or freedom or peace. And just breathe as you do that. And just notice your body, what is happening now. You are probably experiencing expansion. Therefore, your cells are experiencing that too. Therefore, your cells are relaxing more. Your immune system now is just laying back. There is no cortisol in your body running, creating an emergency state. There is no adrenaline making you fight or flight. You are just enjoying yourself. So when you are in expansion, your mind is creating those kind of thoughts, probably thoughts of inner peace, thoughts of acceptance, thoughts of openness and freedom. And those kind of thoughts are going to create feelings and emotions. We always react to our thoughts. If my thoughts are telling me I'm an idiot and no one believes what I'm saying, I'm probably going to feel pretty sad and scared. If on the other side I have a thought that says, you know, I'm really, really making an important contribution to the planet, I'm going to feel trust. I'm going to feel open. I'm going to feel safe. So thoughts, opinions, beliefs are pretty much, they belong to this mental level, our logical mind. They trigger feelings in us. If the thoughts are toxic, thoughts are going to create negative feelings in us. If they are thoughts of well-being, we're going to feel good. The feelings create behaviors. If I feel sad and afraid because my mind is telling me that I'm an idiot, I'm going to behave like that. Probably I'm going to hide. I'm going to behave shy. I'm going to try not to say anything. So my behavior is really conditioned by my feelings and my thoughts. Now, the more I think the same way, the more I create the same feelings, the more I repeat the same behaviors, then I get used to live in that soup of negative emotional charge called the pain body. The more I experience the pain body and the same resonance, the more I'm going to have what I call an inner dialogue, inner thoughts that create the image of myself. I am the stupid one, or I am proud of myself. It depends what kind of resonance I am experiencing. So this inner dialogue, this image of myself, the more I believe in it, the more generate thoughts and opinions. So by now you can see that we are describing a vicious circle. A circle that starts with thoughts, opinions, and beliefs, create feelings. The feelings create behaviors and habits. The more I behave that way, the more negative emotional charge is created in my body. And the more that happens, the self-image gets stronger and stronger. I become that. Therefore, I create thoughts and opinions and beliefs that going with the same circle. So the way to stimulate the transformation and the change in us that's going to lead us to emotional healing is breaking the cycle. We need to change something in this cycle. Therefore, we're going to experience freedom and change. And in CMR, we have two ways to do it. One is transforming the pain body, transforming the negative emotional charge, the layers that are attracted in the system through presence and awareness, and feeling, allowing ourselves to feel. That is the thing that we stopped doing when we were toddlers or young children. We stopped feeling our feelings because we were judged, we were told that they were wrong, and we believed it. So the pain body release is one side of this strategy. that is going to open up the emotional contractions in the body, in the cells, these habits, these compulsions that we have in our system. And then the next component in this healing process is the investigation and the transformation of the thoughts and the beliefs that we have. So that changes the perception of myself. That changes the self-image and the inner dialogue. So when we use this yin-yang, what we're going to have is a process of healing that doesn't stop. Pretty much it takes over by itself. As many people had the experience, once you become more authentic, more real, you speak your truth, you relate to others in a different way, you don't hide, you don't perform, your life force is not contracted, you are more open, yourself feel better, your body feels better, and everything starts feeling a different kind of cycle. That is a cycle of creation. So at this point, I'm going to open the conference for the questions that you may have. This is the first presentation about emotional healing at a cellular level. We have another 15 minutes to go. So I'd like to hear if any of you have a question that is really burning and you really feel that you want to bring it up because you need support, this is probably a good time to do that.
If you find it hard to get in touch with your emotions, what's a good way to do that? You know, a lot of times I try to get in touch with it and I can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get in touch with the feeling that creates in you this, I can get in touch with my emotions. So maybe it's frustration. Maybe it's disappointment. That is the first step. That is what you have on your plate. All right, I'm trying to feel and I cannot. So what I'm feeling, because I cannot feel my emotions. Yes?
Okay.
If you do that, then you will be able to feel a little more and feel a little more. It's like a muscle. Because we stopped feeling, many of us, especially men, we stopped feeling. We were told that feeling was for women. So we lost that muscle. And this is the way you come back. You feel whatever is on your plate at the moment. Yeah?
Okay. So you just have to work with it until it builds.
Yeah, you build a muscle. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any other question?
Are these phone conferences, are all the conferences going to be on the phone?
Teleconferences, yes. They're going to be recorded also. We're going to have them in the website for those that couldn't participate today.
I see.
Louis, after getting in touch with your emotions, are there any other steps to get the release of the cellular memory?
Okay.
Because the triggers can be there every year at the same time.
What can be every year?
Well, the triggers for your emotions can return every year for the same time, right?
I say get in touch with your feelings.
Yeah.
Emotions are the feelings in movement, emotion, energy in movement. There is something before the emotions that is the feelings. That you may have a sad feeling at this moment. You are not necessarily crying. You are not showing it, but you are feeling it. So you are present to it. You feel them. You allow them. That means being a human being. You are being in your body. That is something that you don't stop doing. You will do that until the last moment. That is being alive, feeling. Now, I wouldn't say what comes after. What comes with being alive and feeling is being present, being aware of your mind, because in our mind resides our power. If we allow our mind to tell us all sorts of stories and we believe them, we are cooked.
Okay.
If we are aware of what's going on in our mind and we transform that with real facts, then we regain our power. the mind is a wonderful device. The problem is not the logical mind, it's the way it's programmed. We learn all this programming from our parents, from our teachers, from TV, from newspapers, and we think it's true. And when you start investigating the belief system that you have, and this is something that we're going to do this weekend in depth, you're going to realize, oh my God, I can believe, I believe in this. And that is what controls your life. Mm-hmm. So it's two things, being present to your feelings and being present to your thoughts. From there, you get empowered because you connect life.
Is it important to find the root? Do you absolutely have to have the root in order?
No, absolutely no. You don't have to. Although many times the root comes up because information is there in the file that you, that is getting opened. But no, you're going to get distracted if you are looking for roots all the time. The point is to feel the resonance, to be present to the info energy that is there in the form of feelings and sensations. Then the process takes care of itself. Although, as I said before, clarity comes up and you know where things are coming from many times. But sometimes, if you are dealing with a resonance that started 3 or 4 or 7 generations ago, you know, what you're going to get is a lot of information that your mind is not going to be able to put 2 and 2 together. It's like, what is this about? Yeah? So, no, you don't have to.
You just go with what the feeling is at the moment?
You go with the info energy that is arising in the moment, in the form of feelings and beliefs.
We have so many problems. How do we know where to start?
You start with the one that you choose. You know, you may say, okay, I have a problem here with my finances. I always am in debt. I cannot change this pattern. All right. How do you feel? Frustrated, angry, sad, afraid. All right, where do you feel that in your body? I feel it in my gut. I feel it in my head. I feel weak. I want to cry, whatever. Yeah? All right, so there you start the pain body process. You start opening up the contractions. And what is your mind telling you when you're feeling like this? That I'm a loser, that I'm a failure, that I'm not a good father, whatever, yeah? So you start investigating the belief system that is behind. You know, to make money is a lot of effort. Rich people are bad people. Poor people are good people. Oh, right. Now we understand why you are poor.
I got to struggle to survive.
Yeah, I had to struggle to survive. Yeah. So all this comes in a package. And the state of presence and conscious awareness, it helps you to cut through the veil. So you chose finances. Maybe you have problems in your relationship. Okay, next time you work that other piece. So you work with whatever has most charge for you.
I see, wherever the most charge is.
Yeah.
Well, once you work with this, these different areas, how do you know the change is happening? I mean, once you're feeling the feelings and you're getting in touch with them, then what, does it just show up in your life as a change?
Well, something you know that there was a change. And I always say that you don't have this question when you know. It's like, all right, I know something happened here because it shifted my relationship with the issue. I no longer feel the same way. I don't keep repeating the same pattern. The same feelings are not coming back. Something in you knows. No one else can tell you but yourself. Yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
And that's by going through the process of getting in touch with that and seeing what layers are there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know in some of your work you said that you saw that pain that was coming up for people and issues just kept cycling and that it wasn't working for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like the pain would just get deeper and deeper and deeper, and you realized that there was something else that you...
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the neural net repatterning came in?
Yeah, the neural net repatterning is actually a way to investigate our thoughts. You know, we get addicted to emotions. and we don't know why. You know, I'm always anxious. I'm always irritated. I'm always tired, and I don't want to feel this way. And what we don't know is actually in our programming, there is a virus that is telling me that there is benefits behind that negative feeling. So if you tell me, I'm always angry and I want to change this, I'm tired of this, I'm going to ask you, all right, so let's work together here. What is the benefit of being angry? What is the good side of anger? And you would say, no, there's none. Anger is not good. And I would say, all right, yeah, I understand that. But if there is a benefit, if there is a good side in anger, what is? So you start thinking a little bit and you will, well, when people get angry, they set boundaries. They get hurt. Revolutions happen through anger. So, you know, change happens. Oh, all right, okay, okay. So the benefit of anger is that when I get angry, I get my truth across, I set boundaries, I get things to change. Yeah, okay, good. So what is the benefit of that? What is the good side of, let's say, setting boundaries? Well, when I set boundaries, I feel respected. I feel safe. Oh, okay, good. So what is the benefit of being safe and respected? I feel relaxed. Oh, all right. So to be relaxed, I had to be safe and respected. To be safe and respected, I had to set boundaries. To set boundaries, I had to get angry. Yes? Yes. All right. So to be relaxed, you had to get angry. Is that true? And it's not true. You know, you then teach a child, my son, to be relaxed, to be at peace in your life, get angry. No, because it's not true. Huh? But we believe this. And we keep repeating it, and that's why we cannot change it. Because deep inside, we believe it's a good thing. So we need to change this neural pathway. This is a chain reaction that starts with a lie and keeps going, lying to us. And we believe it because we learned this when we were young. And we were very gullible and innocent. And we imitated it probably from dad or from mom. We loved them. And they seemed to know what they were doing. So now we're 40, 50, 60 years old. We need to go into that program. Because it's not true. It's not true that to set boundaries I had to get angry. You know, I can set boundaries without getting angry, for example. You get what I'm saying? So if we don't explore the belief system, it's going to keep creating pain. Regardless how much I transform the pain body, it's going to keep coming back. Because my mind is feeding it with negative, toxic thoughts. And each time I believe something that is not true, I get sick, I get negative, I suffer. So this is how both tools combine, emotional release with investigation of the belief system. And they go hand in hand. They cannot be separated. Yeah, it is more clear?
So to release, all you do is experience the pain? Just let it, just experience, accept it? Is that what releasing is?
Well, if there is pain in your body, the best thing you can do to get rid of the pain is to accept it and to feel it. And if you need to have a good cry, have it. If you need to express anger, express it. But in private, this is your work. It's, you know, you don't include other people. This is your business.
Right.
So get angry, but get angry in a safe place where no one is there, you know, knocking at the door, know what's going on with you. Yeah?
But don't add anything to it.
Don't add more drama to it. It's just energy. It's a raw feeling of anger without a story.
Right. Don't complete or incomplete it.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, we keep feeding the victim mode in us that is the one that loves the drama. And that is actually what creates more pain body. That's why there is so much emotional release that doesn't work, because the person does it from the victim place. And that doesn't work. You keep digging a bigger hole. Good. We are already on time. I know that probably there are some more questions there, but feel free to send me an email if you have questions, because actually we can use your questions for future teleconferences.
Well, what's the event about this weekend, Luis, the Free Yourself from the Habits?
Actually, we're going to go through this cycle, the vicious cycle. You know, what are the thoughts, opinions, and beliefs? What are the feelings that get created? What are the behaviors? And how can I do the pain body release to release charge and then deactivate the inner dialogue and the self-image? So we need to stick in the wheel of this vicious circle if we want to change the pattern. Otherwise, it keeps happening. So we're going to work on this. We're going to dig deep into the patterns that you choose. Know all the patterns. Know everything. Don't choose everything. You choose one and master one. Once you master one pattern, then you can master all the patterns in your life. Mm-hmm.
Doing the pain body process, that's really like reducing the magnetic attraction to the pattern, isn't it? Like the more we clear it out, the less resonance we have to attract more of the same or be wanting.
Yeah, actually we stop attracting the same resonance when we deactivate the pain body in us, when we open up the contractions, because it's like a black hole. It keeps sucking in the same thing, the same job, the same relationships, the same life situation, the same financial situation. We keep going back to the same thing again and again because of this black hole. So, yeah, that is what the transformation of the pain body does. For those of you that want to know more, you can go to our website, cellularmemory.org, and you can get emotional healing e-series that are like lessons that you receive each 3 or 4 days in your inbox, and it pretty much guides you through this process. And with the teleconference, we're going to support the process of the e-series as well.
So that's your website. We can just go on there and put in an email and click?
You put your email, name, and that's it. You just get them. They're free.
Yeah, I've done the E-Series, and it's very good, and the exercises are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. There are exercises that you can apply to yourself. All this work has sense if practical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise, it's another theory, another book. But it has to be practical, and it is practical. It is very practical, and you see the results.